This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Experiment in Rockford, Illinois, and other cities allows police officers to live rent-free for 2 to 5 years in communities that they're policing so that they understand the neighbors. Nonpartisan Migrant Policy Institute estimates that 1.8 million people would immediately be eligible for legal status under the Democrats' favored bill, the Bipartisan DREAM Act. Silicon Valley Rising claims to have organized 5,000 workers employed by subcontractors for high-tech firms in California. Federal judge has blocked Attorney General's efforts to block Justice Department funds to so-called sanctuary cities for lack of cooperation with ICE efforts to refer immigrants without documents from local police work. Chelsea Manning, former U.S. soldier and data leaker, had her offer of a fellowship to a Harvard Institute withdrawn in the midst of controversy. Military accessions vital to the national interest, or MAVNI, a program introduced in 2009 to attract immigrants with certain language and other skills in short supply into the armed forces, has rescinded contracts for an unknown number of foreign nationals. 4,000 of them are in limbo. Trump has declined to release a list of his Mar-a-Lago visitors, even in the face of a federal court order, and after the Justice Department has continually promised to provide the information until reneging. Google and Facebook, the world's biggest sellers of online ads, face criticism for allowing advertisers to direct ads to users who search for or express an interest in racist sentiments and hate speech. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has found that military veterans are more likely to owe more on mortgages, have trouble managing credit, and make late mortgage payments more than other consumers. A Connecticut free speech protection that exceeds that of the First Amendment will make it illegal for ESPN to punish Jemele Hill, one of their Sports Center anchors, for saying the president is a white supremacist, according to labor lawyers in the state. The Trump administration is moving to open monuments that have previously banned hunting and target shootings that have previously banned these activities. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.